Well, we could be in two places this morning. Mark Newnham, where are you this morning, mate, for track work?
Randwick this morning, Andrew. It's blowing a gale, and we've had our heavy shower of rain, but looks like it's starting to clear up.
Yeah, good morning,
well,
Mark.
Fortunately, we only had 4.5 mil at Warwick Farm, so, yeah, they might have got away with it out there rather than where you are.
Yeah, and look, I was out there yesterday. The course proper's in the best condition it's been in a long, long time, and I'd expect it'll race pretty well today.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Will all four run at Warwick Farm today?
Yes, they'll all run.
Okay, AC Vinco on the quick backup, and that was a really solid effort in what I think's a very strong form race, the Inglis Nursery last week. He ran sick, didn't have the easiest of runs, and I dare say getting out to 1,200 metres, no issue for him.
No, he was still strong at the line there last Saturday after drawing wide. He was just posted four deep on a limb. He got up outside Mick Price's horse, come to the corner, and she hung and just inconvenienced him a bit. So I thought his effort to, still find the line was pretty good.
Any clue at all on the heavy eight track conditions we'll have this afternoon, re-AC Vinco, Mark?
Oh, look, he's got a really good wet track pedigree. Mm-hmm. And, look, he's race fit at the 1,200, which, should see him pretty strong throughout. And first race of the day, I think it'll race pretty well.
Yep. Then you've got Sweet Victory, Mark, down in race six. Now, she comes off a first-up effort where she failed to beat a runner home at Rose Hill. But talking to you during the week, you can make a pretty good case for this mare who has got some soft-track form.
Yeah, she really enjoys soft ground. And look, the other day she got in a position where she was never going to be competitive. Mm. It was a bit of a sprint home, and she was last on the corner and pulled wide. The sectionals between the 400 and the 200 were very good, and then she probably tired late. So I'd expect a better draw. Soft ground and good second up form, she'd run a lot better.
Yeah, no, she's a handy mare. Invincible, really interesting runner for you, Mark, in race seven, the December handicap. First start for you. Had a couple of three trials going in. This is one of his last two trials really well. Again, he's been exposed on soft and heavy tracks previously and run well. How's he shaking up for his comeback first up at the 1,400?
Really lovely old horse. He's got good solid form. It's been a pleasure to have since he's been in the stable. He's been very straightforward. I've given him the three trials just to have him ready for a 1,400 first up. I see he has one first up before, but he's better form his second up. But just thought with the extra trial, just help him into his first run. He's a pretty uncomplicated type of horse. If anything, his best form is when he gets to the outside of runners. Going back through his videos there, quite often when he draws inside, he seems a little reluctant. So he's sort of well placed there today from the chute and a whitish draw. I'll just get Josh to ride him where he's comfortable, and I'm sure he'll run well.
He's a handy horse to pick up, even though he's a seven-year-old. He's still got plenty of racing in him. As I think Divine Breeze has, Mark, look, probably to be fair, she didn't come up during the winter, but you must have been encouraged by that comeback run against Bella's Success at Warwick Farm on a heavy track.
Yeah, and look, so she handles wet ground. Her first preparation was terrific. Last time in, for whatever reason, she just didn't come up. She's trained on well since her first up run. Handles wet ground, good draw, put herself up in the firing line and be hard to hold out.
Yeah, four really good chances this afternoon, Mark. Thanks for joining us this morning and best of luck at Warwick Farm.
Anytime. Thanks,
Mark.